Now, back to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Network with Big Willie 105.5 and River Talk. It's almost as good as a second cup of coffee.
Indeed, you can also see the show. The show is on Facebook, stream. I do a Facebook live stream of the show. I think I'm just going to rock to the music here. There's not much to see. There's not much to see at all with our Facebook live stream. Pretty much a high school graduate talking into a microphone, wondering what on earth happened to his career. But the good news is that we're now being carried on yet another radio station. This is a big deal. Well, everything connected with me and my show is a big deal, or else why would I be doing it? Duh. But this is a very, very big deal. 105.5, Big Willie 105.5, this great radio station here in the Upper Ohio Valley. Fantastic signal, clear, beautiful signal. And they said, all right, let's have Dimitri live and dangerously local on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, because we need some local flavor. We need some local content here with what's happening to mix in with the great music and NASCAR and high school football and everything else on Big Willie 105.5. Plus, we want to have everyone know what's happening in the valley overall. And so it's like, okay, makes perfect sense. Speaking of which, Saturday evening happened here in the valley. I was asked to be a guest of Dr. Angelo Georges, who is my family physician. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. And he was one of the keynote speakers at this big deal event at River City Ale Works. And it was for an organization called Brave Men, Inc., which is all about screening for prostate cancer. It was named after a Ohio State football player. Demetrius actually was his first name. And anyway, it was a very, very big deal event. And you had to wear a blue tie and all that. And all the women were dressed. I mean, they were just gorgeous. The gowns and everything were just gorgeous. God, it was just beautiful. And we had a great time. Anyway, long story short, regarding Big Willie 105.5 and learning more about what's happening here in the valley, I took a lot of pictures. I mean, a lot of pictures of so many of the people there. Not everyone. I couldn't get everyone. The lighting wasn't right sometimes, but I got a lot. And I posted them on the Facebook page of Big Willie 105.5. And by the way, you really need to start following that page and sharing it, because all sorts of interesting things are happening there. We updated it over the weekend. You won't even recognize it if you had been watching it. It's completely different. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. So start following the Big Willie 105.5. Anyway, so I posted all these pictures of all these people at the big deal event Saturday evening, and everybody loved it. We're getting lots and lots and lots of views. And then I thought, you know what I'm going to do? Because there were so many pretty women, I mean, beautiful women all dressed up, I'm going to do a separate post just on the pretty women who were there that I had pictures. There were others who were also very pretty, but I couldn't take their pictures because of several different things that I couldn't work out. But of the ones that I could take their pictures, I posted all of them, just one separate post just on the women. And they were just gorgeous. It was terrific. A wonderful event, and they raised awareness for screening for prostate cancer, and Dr. George is just the best. Nikki and Stacy and just Mark, everyone there was just absolutely wonderful. So you can see all of those pictures and get involved with this. It's a wonderful organization. All right. Also, we got a poll up there on the Facebook page for Big Willie 105.5 about Morgan Wallen. Take a look at that. And also, a lot of people were very upset. He was nominated for seven different categories for the Academy of Country Music Awards, which was in Texas last week. And Morgan Wallen did not win any of them. None of them. And a lot of people were really upset about that. So we've got that up there as well. And highlights featuring some of the top country entertainers. We have all sorts of stuff there. By the way, that Megan Maroney is beautiful. Oh, my God, is she beautiful. Jeez, she's beautiful. All right, fine. So next, by the way, if we get any updates regarding the fire in Bel Air, we had Karen Fatula, our news director, live on the air to start the show. We didn't plan on starting the show this way, let me tell you. We didn't plan on that at all. You know, we had everything all set up here. We got the phone system working now and everything, and then fire in Bel Air. And Johnny O and his people, his team over there were absolutely wonderful. And Karen Fatula, our news director, are covering it. And if there are any updates between now and 9 a.m. Eastern time, then you'll get those live right here. And again, we have a brand new phone system. And by the way, if you want to join this, join in. Let's give it a try. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490 to reach Dimitri live and dangerously local. I won't pick up right away. It'll probably ring for a while, and then I'll pick up. Or if you get disconnected, call back. I know it sounds kind of crazy. This is my first day with this system. And if you know anything about me and technology, it's not pretty. It's not pretty. All right, so I get this on Facebook Messenger. This Don Jones guy has no effing clue. And I thought to myself, that's the first sentence of this message? Okay, this is going to be an interesting message. For those who don't know, State Rep Don Jones represents, I think, the 95th State House District in Ohio, a good portion of the listing area on the Ohio side of Big Willie 105.5, as well as the River Talk stations. He and Ron Ferguson are the two main state reps in the House in Columbus. I don't like Don Jones, because he was, in my opinion, deceitful, used me, was sitting right across the desk from me here in my studio, looked me right in the eye and said, oh, and I'm paraphrasing here, oh yeah, I'm going to be leading the charge here to find out why we have all these terrible flooding problems with the Army Corps of Engineers and the Muskegon watershed. And oh yes, I'm going to have a big meeting and I'm going to do this, that, and the other. He told me this during the primary when he had an opponent. And then as soon as the primary was over, he defeated his opponent, then he wouldn't even return my calls. I have no respect for Don Jones, one of the Blue 22, and I have even less so now. Now, and I've got the audio. I'm going to play the audio for you. Channel 9 had a Don Jones infomercial this morning that was full of disinformation. It was ridiculous. Anyway, so back to this message. This Don Jones guy has no effing clue. He must be getting paid off or something. This area is way overtaxed compared to average income, and our services aren't great to begin with. Maybe if our region would retain some of the enormous profits from the oil gas production instead of sending the money to the three C's, which I imagine would be Columbus, Cleveland, and Cincinnati, we could have good services and lower taxes. Can we let... Wait a minute. Can we let the public know this guy is not representing us very well? Well, I read this and I thought, well, I could do that. I can certainly do that. I completely agree with everything here, especially the first line. This Don Jones guy has no effing clue. Yes. Our studio audience is in complete agreement with me on that one. So, where do we begin? We've got ants in the studio now. We literally have ants in the studio, and they're all over my papers. Focus, focus, focus. All right. By the way, you can't see the ants on the Facebook live stream because they're just too small and they're off camera, but they are... They're like all over the place here. What is this with the ants? All right, focus, focus, focus. All right, so this morning, try to watch Channel 7, both CBS and also their ABC station, and they're off the air. And I took pictures. You can see them on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Make sure you start following that page. Very, very important that you follow that page, Big Willie 105.5. You can see for yourself. I mean, there are... Next Star is really Death Star. around here. It's just, it might as well be Death Star. It's just terrible. So I go to 9. And for the 5 o'clock, the beginning of the newscast, 5 o'clock, Olivia looked lovely, by the way. She looks great in yellow. She really does. So the whole first segment seemed to be essentially a Don Jones infomercial. Two different stories featuring this duplicitous Don Jones, and they let him get away with everything. They let him get away with just everything. And why would that surprise you? He is the co-owner of D&J Sales and Service, Farm Equipment Dealership in Caddis, big TV advertiser. So, of course, they're going to just let him skate. He's going to just, I can say whatever he wants. We're not going to challenge anything. Well, turns out I've got the audio. And the first thing here is about the taxes, which is what this listener was referring to. The area is way overtaxed compared to average income. Must be getting paid off or something. Okay. And I agree with all of this. I absolutely agree with all of this. So let me line this thing up here for you. And let's see here. I've got it here. All right. So the first, this is going to be the first one. Just bear with me here. All right, the headline is Ohio legislator addresses property tax concerns amid budget talks. He doesn't really address them. Now, remember, the big issue here is the massive increases in our real estate taxes because of the new appraisals. People can't afford to live in their homes. This is an economically depressed area. Probably the most economically depressed area of the Buckeye State. We cannot afford tax increases, massive tax increases. There are at least 25%, maybe 35%. I mean, the property appraisals were insane. And we're not getting any better services. In fact, they're just giving more money to the three C's, to Columbus, to Cleveland, and Cincinnati, like our reader, our listener addressed in his message. Now, this thing is about 2.5 minutes long, and I've got a break here that I've got to do. So I will play this for you after the break. Again, you can see the show, Facebook live stream. Go to Big Willie 1055, the Facebook page. Follow that page. And also you can include comments regarding the show. And you can see that. Again, not much to see, although it continues to amaze me how many people watch this show, like every episode. It's unbelievable to me because there's nothing really to see. I've got one screen here with Herb Electric, one of my great advertisers, another great client, Bridgeport Equipment and Tool Company. Oh, by the way, okay, this is a good time to share this. Frank Allen, great, good guy, great DJ, does a very, very popular show here Saturday evening on 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. It's an oldie show. And does a great job. Everybody loves Frank Allen. He does DJ work. And he's just a legend in the area. So I come in this morning, and I see this note. And the note says, Dimitri. And he spells my name right with three I's. A lot of people have a very difficult time spelling my name right, including me, by the way. It says, hey, man, I bought an expensive lawnmower at Bridgeport Equipment on Friday. Told them you sent me, Frank Allen. I love this man. I love this man. I literally took a picture of this written next to the headphones and sent it to Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. I swear to you, I actually did that this morning. This is great. Thank you, Frank Adam. Make sure you listen to that deserves a plug for his show, I would say. Probably two or three, I would say. So the oldies show Saturday evening. Frank Allen, great guy, and you can call him with requests as well. And again, we have a new phone system here, so I know you got to get used to it. So I'm going to just keep repeating the phone number. It's 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. When you call, let it ring. It might take me a while to get to it. If it gets disconnected for whatever reason, don't give up. Just call back. 740-325-1490. And again, you can see the show, which again is not much to see. High school graduate talking into a microphone. There's your Herb Electric. There's your Bridgeport equipment. And there you are. And so share this everywhere if you would. All right, we'll take a short break here. And then I've got the audio, channel 9. Both segments of the Don Jones infomercial this morning.